proclamation number 6799 dated the April 6th, 1957. Judgment. The word itself will pass judgment. One day you will all live to justify yourselves as to how you valued my word which was offered to you by my love. And the word itself will be your judge. But understand this correctly, no punishing judge will put you on trial. You will merely be transferred to where you belong according to your state of maturity. And your state of maturity will, in turn, correspond to your way of life on earth, as to how your will allowed itself to be influenced by my word. For you either entered into heartfelt contact with me as a result of my words of love intended for you, or you rejected them again, leaving your soul unable to change its shape. Therefore it can only dwell in such spheres which also correspond to its nature. The word itself will judge you, for it was given to you by my divine love and irrevocably had to help you attain full maturity if it were accepted. Yet the rejection of my word is also a rejection of me myself, and this repeated rejection can only result in staying in dark spheres again, because the soul itself shied away from the light and preferred the darkness. My word is light and anyone who rejects it will never reach the light. But since the human being's will is free, it also voluntarily determines the judgment, namely the state which corresponds to his resistance and which cannot be called a free one. The soul will be judged, that is, it will be moved to where it belongs. And sooner or later every person will be offered my word, everyone will be able to hear it wherever public sermons are given on behalf of me and my kingdom. And I also approach those in my word who are outside of church communities, who are thus already on the defensive because they are not approached in the right way. Others, again, will become receptive to my direct inner communication as a result of conversations or the reading of books, and their thoughts will be guided such that they can deliberate on them. I try in every way to enter people's hearts in order to stimulate them to listen to my word regardless of where and how it is proclaimed, because the human being's will decide whether the word has an effect on him. However, the hour of accountability will come sooner or later, the hour which reveals the state of the soul, and this state will also place it into its appropriate sphere. And thus it will have been judged, because time and time again order will have to be re-established. But blessed are those who listen to me and my word, who endeavor to live according to my will which is revealed to them through my word. Blessed are they, for they will also be judged, and their judgment will mean the hour of entry into unimaginable beatitudes for them, for they, too, will be assigned to spheres according to their nature, and my word will have helped them to attain a garment of light, so that they then may move within the inconceivable abundance of light without ceasing to exist. And light is beatitude. Understand this correctly. No merciless judge carries out his duty and plunges the soul into darkness. Instead, it is a self-chosen destiny which every soul is approaching. But understand also that this harsh and agonizing fate can be averted by willingly accepting my word and complying with it, and that therefore the word itself will pass judgment on every soul. And this judgment will happen in all righteousness, for every thought, every activity, the right and the wrong love, will be revealed and determines the fate of every individual soul. However, if my word is accepted, then the transformation of soul will take place on earth already, and thus it need not fear the judgment because it will only result in light and bliss, whereas the rejection of my word will even thicken the darkness surrounding the soul and it will enter the spiritual kingdom utterly misshapen. Consequently its fate cannot be any other than lack of light and agony. Amen.